At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, idiots and slobs and nerds and wherever you're listening to this, this is JMS, and I have been on a bit of a hiatus on my podcast, Hey Idiots, but I wanted to let you know it's just a summer break. I will be back in the fall. We've got some backlogged episodes that have hilarious interviews, and then got a lot of solo shit-talking fun coming your way. Make sure you join the Facebook group, Idiots, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS Comedy. To get involved, leave your idiot stories, the personal ones, when you are an idiot, idiots in the news. And if you haven't already, please go watch my new special. It's called Hi Y'all. You can see it exclusively at punchup.live/JMS. It would mean the world to me. I know you'll love it. It's my favorite jokes from the last year or two that I finally put out on a special. And when you join there, you are added to my special guest list, which means when I am coming to your city, you are the first to know. And now, instead of listing dates, I'm just going to run through the cities I will be at for the remainder of this year. So if you hear your city, run over there. And that doesn't mean, this is not an exclusive list. I could still add dates. I do that very often. But if you're in these cities, you need to go there immediately and get your tickets because they're all going pretty fast. Okay, without further ado, here are cities I have currently booked for the rest of the year. San Diego, Springfield, Massachusetts, Boston, Sacramento, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Chicago, Portland, Maine, Nashville, Chattanooga. I'm finally coming to Madison. I'm going to be at the Comedy on State. That one's been on the bucket list for a while. All right, I'm shutting up. Tyler, Texas. I'll be in NOLA for Skankfest NOLA, Louisville, and Minneapolis. I was scheduled to come there December 11th through 13th. I was going to be at Comedy Corner Underground. They're going through like a sale thing, so we'll see. I'm trying to find a new venue or hopefully they find a new space. It's such a fucking rad club. And of course, I've been wanting to come to Minneapolis to headline for such a long time. So hopefully I get that sorted out. Join punchup.live/JMS. You will get the updates. You will get the alerts when the tickets are available. And I can't wait to see you in all of these cities. I'm shutting the fuck up. Enjoy this episode of whatever the fuck you're listening to. We are going, hey idiots, welcome back to Ignorance is Bliss. I'm already screaming in your ears because I'm bad at doing my own audio. I am here, oh my god, you guys, I'm here with one of my favorite people, co-captain of my kickball team, other things that are probably more important in the world. But
no, absolutely not.
You're right. I'm here with Jeff Folks. Did I say that right, by the way?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
How do you say folks?
I say folks, but honestly, you're not.
Like,
you're
folks.
Probably not going to pronounce it wrong, but the spellings I get, we'll get into this, but I teach. And the spellings I get, because they always have to put their names at the top, like, left of a paper. Remember that? Like when
oh,
you
my
write.
God. I forgot
the
about
name,
that.
The spellings I get for my last name are wildly, like there's a spectrum about this wide.
That you're like, this
where sometimes folks, I think I got Falks, but it, like, had some extra silent letters. I should have looked it up before I came here, but
you get wild. And you teach at college. It's like you
and grad. I won't say where, but
come on, it's like you saw
education grads. They're getting a master's in education. Most of them are great. They're great.
But it's like
if you're watching this, you're great.
You're so great, and you're gonna make it. And we need you, and we're not gonna pay you enough.
For sure.
I mean, do teachers still get paid dog shit at that level? To start it out immediately being like, let's shit on the system, but
no, let's shit on the system. So, yes, basically, I'm what's known as an adjunct. Have you ever heard of that?
I have, and I never knew what it meant. I always thought it was like substitutes for college.
It's not substitutes, but you're part-time. So I just graduated with a degree that would allow me to do this. And so you basically have to start as an adjunct, which is part-time. And most people, if they're like earning an income from this, you're an adjunct at like 3-4 different schools.
Oh, so you're hustling around.
You're hustling. You're teaching like 6 classes to like get a barely living wage.
Oh my God. It's like being a comedian.
It's
in Los Angeles. It's like, sorry, I have to go to a 12-15 spot for $50.
And then bartend until 3 a.m.
Everything's fine.
Right. But I teach at 2 schools. And that's a lot. Yes, we get paid dog shit as an adjunct. And then once you're full-time, if that happens, some people are adjuncts for life.
Really?
A great, like, we support you. But I'll...
Stay strong.
I'll kill myself.
Yeah, so your goal is to become full-time.
For sure.
When, okay, what made you decide to become a professor? Is that what you're called, a professor?
Yeah.
Do adjuncts not get to be called professors?
No, they do, yeah.
You're just an adjunct.
That's the one thing we get.
That's all you get.
We don't get money, but we get
professor
to be
Jeff.
Called professor. Yeah.
Professor Folks?
Professor Folks, but spelled wrong, probably. Yeah. What made me... So, I have been in higher education all my career.
Oh, wow.
I've been mostly on the admin side, but, like, academic admin, so, like, running programs and then teaching a little bit. And I never thought I wanted to be full-time... faculty, because it's like rough, like it's hard to get a full-time spot. And when I say full-time, I mean like teaching full-time.
I mean part-time.
Full-time part-time is what I write out. But I moved here. True story is I could not get, and I have been in a very like niche position running programs for high school students at the college level. It's like there's
oh,
like,
it's like the people who are getting credits before they graduate to like bulk
yeah,
up there.
Basically.
What I wish I would have done, but I was like,
right,
yeah,
what we
all
also
right.
have done. I didn't
I'm gonna
that.
Take a photography class.
Right. Creative writing.
Yeah.
Here I am.
I'm like, oh okay.
The creative writing league.
Guess I'll go to
creative,
a state school.
Yeah. There was like just no jobs. I was like, I will have to wait till someone dies and then I will possibly have to do that to like get a position.
Maybe kill somebody.
I may potentially kill somebody. And so I just started applying to some teaching jobs and got it, like, not so quickly, but, like, so much more quickly that I was like, this is, you know, if you believe in God, this is, like, God telling you, like...
You're on the right path.
Do this
thing. I believe in that stuff. I don't know...
Me too.
Whatever you want to call it, God, universe, whatever, but, like...
Like
some
just,
things line up so well that you're like, okay, something is pointing me this
you
way.
Have to follow, like, what's there? Like, at the you can believe in whatever higher spirit. I don't even fully know what I believe, but, like, I believe in
perfect?
Being opportunistic when yeah. you have to be. And it's like, this is here, that's not here, this is what I'm doing. But I know this is, like, a comedy workshop or podcast. But
I mean,
like,
it's a whatever podcast, just so you
okay.
know. It's self-improvement, whatever. You don't have
great.
To be
but you,
funny
you call
and
your
low.
Listeners idiots.
Well, we're all idiots. That's the
we
whole
are.
Thing. I always
we
feel
are.
Like I should give a backstory to everyone who comes in, or maybe I should before they come on the podcast. But like,
maybe.
The whole thing
it's
is,
nice to be blind too,
I yeah. try to take, I try to take the bullet or the position of the dumbest person in the room.
Yeah.
So I'll oh, ask cool. like, and to be fair, sometimes the questions I ask go like, because some people might not know, and 100% I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But that way, I feel like so much ignorance, and. Which sometimes evolves into hate or, like, just uncomfortable
yeah.
interactions just comes from not knowing.
Yeah,
so
totally.
My goal is, like, someone could listen and go, I don't know what that is. I don't like that. I've never been around someone like that. And I can go, well, what does this mean? And then you talk and they go, oh, turns out they're just a person like me.
Yeah. And I think also, I think actually it's kind of cool that I didn't really know anything about this coming into it. Cause
it's good.
Like, I'm learning about
did
it now
no
and
research.
Thinking about it
I'm just kidding. There's
loud.
Nothing to research.
But
no.
like it's hard to ask the dumb question sometime, right? Like
because
you
it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
So I
like
went above
right.
and beyond to make this
like
umbrella like
you
for
like
myself. Where I'm like, it's the premise
right.
is the dumb question because it is
right.
so embarrassing, but like
totally.
Have
people
you
are
ever...
like, what's an adjunct, right? And it's like that's a great question. What the fuck is an adjunct?
I mean, yeah, I mean what
yeah.
is higher education?
What it
is it just smoking weed behind the gym? Hello.
I want no comment.
You're like, I am not
no,
legally
it's not.
Allowed to respond to this. No.
Right.
Don't do it, kids.
It's not.
I, yeah, it's just, I mean, I don't know. Have you ever been in a conversation and people bring up something that's like either from their profession or from their like cultural, social, like maybe a pop culture thing that you're just not aware of? And everyone's
oh,
talking
yeah.
about it like it's
oh, yeah.
as common knowledge as breathing. And,
yes.
And you're like,
that was honestly that was like brat summer. Like, what the fuck is brat summer?
I
and
still
now
don't
I'm
know.
Like, I actually listen to Charlie XCX. And I'm like, I am brat summer. But before
I still don't know.
People
that
were
Apple
posting,
song came on.
Yeah, the green everything, and like we're brat. And I couldn't ask the question. Finally, someone told me.
I was like, oh. Still wasn't brave enough. I just was kind of like...
Yeah, I'll tell you everything, because I've gone down the Charlie
Rabbit hole. Oh, really? Yeah. I got mad at that Apple song when it on during a workout. Yeah, yeah. I was like, shut the hell up.
Yeah, yeah.
I do love the color, though. Brad Summer. Did I miss it? I always miss it.
It's, you missed it.
It's fat bitch spring. Okay. I've really derailed us. But, Professor... Wait, what do I want to talk about? We're fine. This happens all the time. Let's keep talking about the education stuff. I was going to derail and go somewhere else, but we have plenty of time and plenty of breaks. So, you've just always been in higher education. Right. Did anything inspire you to do that? Or was it sort of... Just like, I mean, did you feel called to teach early?
Yeah. So actually, I said higher education, but I started out teaching 3 years, was teaching at the non-higher ed level. So like middle school, high school.
Middle school?
Crazy. Yeah. Don't recommend. Zero out of 10 recommend. 0 out of 10. It was insane.
Middle school teachers deserve purple hearts.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine. Yeah.
And I did 1 year of admin. Really, it was 7 months. But like running the operations of a school, of a middle school.
Oh, that's
it
even worse.
It was insane.
Yeah, you're just like getting mooned by children.
I mean, we had to close the boys' bathroom at one point because they had slammed the top part of the toilet. You know that like you pick up if it like you have to pick up that thing. I don't know how any of this works.
My boyfriend doesn't know that you're supposed to put it down. Okay.
No, I'm not talking about the cover. I'm talking about the really heavy top part on the back.
Oh, like where, like, when people fix the toilet?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So they had taken that off of all three toilets and slammed it in the base of the toilet so that it had cracked and, like, they had flushed some of the pieces. And then we closed the bathroom and they were upset that we closed the bathroom for the day to fix it. And they started walking around the school chanting boys' rights. Which is when I knew I had to get out. And
you're like, I have to seek higher education.
I can't do this anymore.
I need higher ground. You just went to a college.
But to answer your question, yes, I felt called, as like lame as that is, because I had sort of like a summer job in college where I was not even teaching. I was like leading students around this like academic program that was like very loosely academic. But I was like, I love this. I love working with students, but I love like encouraging them and then kind of being like an idiot with students.
Yes. And, like having fun, but like
being a fun leader. Yes.
Which is why you're great at captaining.
You're right.
We're like half co-captains. Yeah. I don't know what we are. We alternate captaining.
But we never talk about it.
We're just constantly panicking.
Which we have our first game
tonight.
Tonight. And we haven't made a lineup.
We have no roster.
We don't know who's playing.
We don't know who plays what position.
Right.
But I will say, we were short on players, didn't reach out to people who have gotten aggressive with the ref in the past. Correct. I was like, well, we don't need more help getting...
We're coming back after a
Did
hiatus.
We take a season off? Cause
a
we
hiatus.
May
a
have,
forced hiatus.
We may have gotten too... It's such a nightmare anyways.
Right.
Sometimes you talk back to the ref and he doesn't put up with it. Anyway, we're adults. It's fine.
We learn we're better.
And you're a teacher.
Right. I don't put that on my resume.
No.
Shocking.
You're like, no, bury it. No one can know. It's like you're leading a secret life. It's just a kickball beer league with no beer. What a nightmare. What did I want to ask you? Okay, wait. Let's go back to young Jeff.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to dive into it, even though we're going to have a commercial break coming up. You're a gay twin.
All right.
I'm just going to say
Thank
it.
You.
You yeah. are That's identical twins.
Identical twins. Yeah.
And your brother is
straight.
Straight.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Married.
Today we're going to find out which one of you is lying. Come out, Jeff's brother. married with kids.
Yeah. Married to a woman with
to a kids. Woman with children.
Yeah. Also straight children for as far as
As far as you can tell.
Yeah.
This is a stupid question.
Yeah.
When did you know you were gay? And was it obvious to the world around
Not
you?
Not a stupid question, actually. It's a really good question because the truth is, my experience, I can't speak on behalf of all gay people, although I want to.
You do. You're the leader.
And
I will accept everything you say.
We all want
to.
That's a gay instinct.
That you're like, on behalf of all of us, and every other gay man's like, shut the fuck up.
Right. Right. I knew, well, you know, decidedly knew, sorry, Mom and Dad, in 10th grade when I had my first experience. But, you know, you go through this, all of this, like, internal dialogue of, like, I'm not, I can't be, like, I shouldn't be. So, like, yeah. When I had this experience that I did not, I was not the aggressor. And it wasn't, like, it was a handy. I don't know why I'm, like, making this sound.
Maybe have some sort of, wait, when you're not the aggressor, wait.
Like, he just basically, like, we were literally in a closet. We were in a closet at a party. No. And we literally came out of that closet. And then we were, like, pretending to hide from
society.
From society, but also big gay Andy. So I should back up because I went to the gayest high school ever. It was a performing arts charter high school.
Oh, everyone's gay.
Everyone's gay. But so, like, some people were out. I wasn't. But, like, then we were doing this whole thing of, like, we're hiding from Andy who's, like, chasing us.
Andy's trying to fuck us and we're not gay.
Right. Right. And then we come out of the closet, literally go into a room and he's like, drop your pants. And I'm like, sure.
You're like, okay.
Right. And so that happened. And then I was like, I guess maybe. Maybe I am.
So funny. I would not me trying to figure out, like, when you say you're the aggressor, whose wiener came out? Right. Because
I should say it was consensual.
Yeah. No. But, you know, there's always a pursuer and a starter of events.
Right.
Wow. Were you okay?
No, I was not okay.
You're like, no, I was absolutely was not okay. You're from Massachusetts, right?
Correct. Yeah.
This is what has always boggled my dumb, ignorant brain about Massachusetts.
Yeah.
First state to legalize gay marriage.
Yeah.
But when I think of Massachusetts, I think of Boston.
Yeah.
And I think about a bunch of people just being like, not on my watch.
Right.
Just like homophobic and racist. Correct.
You have it down.
And I'm like, I guess I don't even have a question. I'm just like.
No, and I don't have an answer because you're right.
I just was like, wait, Massachusetts? That's the place that I would least suspect. But I guess that's good. Did you. Earlier when I said I had a stupid question, I asked a different question, but I don't know how to ask this. But I think you'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
Were you gay presenting as a young man? Like, that's such a stupid question, but not a stupid question.
No, I think
I'm phrasing it wrong. Like, do your parents, did they go, we always knew?
Sort of. So some of my family knew, some of my family didn't know. So I should step back and say, like, for the identical twin thing, that's such a mind fuck because I used to have literal nightmares where he would come out because I just assumed we're identical twins. I'm gay. Like, I knew that. It was repressed, but, like, I knew, right? So I was having these dreams of, like, he would come out in high school and I would be forced to come out. And I slowly came to the realization that, like, okay, actually, maybe he's not gay, and this is such a stereotype, but, like, he loved sports. I didn't, right? He hung out with, like, all the guys and, like, sporty guys. I didn't, right? So it's, like,
At kickball, by the way, though. You're so good at sports.
Thank you. Great at kickball. Later in my life. And so, like, I had a lot of time, like, years through college to, like, come to the realization that, like, okay, actually, maybe he's not gay. Like, I guess that's possible. And I came to that realization, but then when I came out to him, I was like 23 and he didn't have that time. So like, he didn't know. He was surprised. My older brother was surprised. My dad was surprised. No one else was surprised.
No.
My sister knew. My mom knew in middle school.
All the women were like, oh.
Right. Like, straight guys are the real idiots here.
That's.
Sorry.
That's.
Had no idea.
Funny.
No idea.
That's crazy. Okay, I want to keep talking about this. Let's take a really quick break and we'll come back. Okay, when you came out to your brother, I don't know if he's actually talked to you about this or...
We have,
do you think he went through some sort of like, am I gay?
Yeah, he did because what he said was, and it's funny, we were in Puerto Rico, I think, something. We're like on a family trip, right? And I was, like, at the end of my, like, I was out to all my friends, but not to my family. Like, I just didn't want to do the whole performance. It, like, always pissed me off.
You don't, like, I don't want to give a fucking speech.
I have to, like, sit people
straight
down.
Straight people don't come out and go,
exactly.
Like, I have sex with women. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's, like, people are, oh, we still love you. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, you better. And I knew that my family would, right, to their
Yeah, there was no question.
Credit. Yeah. So, but like for him, he definitely didn't have time. And I told him after I had like literally my last like hurrah with a girl, because it was New Year's in Puerto Rico on vacation. Everyone was like dancing with someone. And there was this girl who was like eyeing me up, and we started dancing. And I like, of course I was drunk, made out with her in front of my family. So stupid.
Classic.
Because then she lived like in another part of Massachusetts. No. And my twin brother was like, are you going to call this girl? She clearly likes you. And I just had to be like, no, that was stupid. I was drunk.
She's the hottest actually woman alive. Gay.
So hot.
And you're like, ew.
Basically, I was like, no, I can't lie anymore. Like I told him, and he, like, I saw the shock in his face, and he goes something like, what does that make me? And I was like, well, your girlfriend's like in the other room. I think it was shocking to me. I was like, what do you mean? What does that make you? But
because you'd already had this like whole internal thing of like,
whole
okay,
he's
okay.
I had years to come to terms with it, and he hadn't. And we've talked about this, and I don't think he remembers that. I remember it really clearly, but his memory was like, oh, like pure shock. And I think he was like in that second going through the like years that I had to like figure it out. So. Mindfuck.
I mean, it is such a mindfuck, because I feel like the, even from the outside, because I feel like the general knowledge of identical twins mm-hmm. that people have, I go like, oh, everything's the same.
Yeah.
The DNA is the same.
Yep.
How come you have different DNA? You have the same
it's
DNA.
It's crazy.
Why don't you...
It doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
If you're like not a scientist, like into bio, like if you... I took one biology class in my life. Like, didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you're like, I know. I'm like, I learned this much about genetics. And I'm like, something's not right. Yeah, because my best friend from college was gay. He passed away. He didn't, like, stop being gay. I'm sure he's, wherever you go next, being gay is all hell. Yeah. Heaven!
Amen. I'll be there with you, buddy.
But his older brother was gay. And then yeah, there's yeah, a comedian yeah. I was friends with who... when I first started comedy, I don't know, he doesn't do comedy anymore, I haven't seen him in years, but he had the funniest joke, and I won't repeat it verbatim because he used the F word, but
yeah.
He was like, I'm gay, I'm one of four boys, yeah. I've had four boys, three of us are gay, which makes Ooh. It the straight one that F word, you F word, it's like you go down
love,
on women, you kiss our
love,
mother with that mouth,
love.
You make me sick,
love.
But I was like, it's a gene, and then
yeah.
I'm sure there's many other, I don't know, many, but there's other gay straight twins. But
there is. There's you can read
there
studies
community?
On it. There's not a community, but and I don't remember the exact figures, but like there are some like stats about how like what percentage chance will one identical twin be gay and the other straight, and it's more than you would think.
Yeah.
It's like 30-40% of the time or something, which is crazy. There's also like, you know, we're the last born, so that makes it more likely that one of you is gay.
Is that real?
Yeah, the last boy, I think, like, when you get further down, more likely, I think it's epigenetics, not that I can explain what that is, but, you know, something gets turned on because of in vitro something, or...
Like the, like, different eggs, all the gay eggs are in the back of the uterus, and they're like,
right.
It's my time, it's, bitch!
I'm shy. Out of the way.
Step aside! All the other eggs are already gone.
Right. A dance
That's,
happens,
yeah,
of course.
Just
yeah.
The sperm comes...
Yeah.
Sashaying in.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd never heard that about
yeah.
the younger.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? I don't want to. I'm literally making things up here. I wonder if some of it is. They always say that parents just get looser, like with the
yeah.
restrictions the younger kids are.
Oh, for
so
sure.
So they're just
That's
more free
true.
To be themselves too.
But, yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Which just makes me wonder. It doesn't make the like elder children. Not gay, but I wonder if there's
yeah.
some crossover or like a Venn diagram of people who like don't come out because their dad one
yeah.
time said don't be gay in 1991.
It probably takes you longer, right?
Yeah, which is.
Or it could take.
It
yeah.
could. I mean, what a wild.
Yeah. It's crazy
time.
Though. Yeah.
And I mean, we grew up in a time where like, I mean, you were saying it, but it wasn't just about realizing your sexuality. You were sitting there trying to convince yourself that that
totally.
Was wrong because it
yeah.
was.
Well, trying to convince myself
that, like, that
to
wasn't
not,
the truth.
Yeah, and you just think, like, okay, well, I just have to, like, do more with women, you know, and I did all the things.
I have to see more boobs.
I have to
change.
See more boobs, but, like, at the same time, like, you know, it's again, such a mindfuck because there's some part of you that knows this is not a turn on at all. And the other side of you is fighting that and saying, like, just like the boobs, right? Just look at them more or something. And
just grab one.
Grab two or grab four. Like, keep grabbing them and, like, you'll get there. And then until you get to this point
like, where it's like, wine. It's an acquired taste.
I think, yeah, that's sort of the thought process. None of this is, like, fully articulated in my mind. I was going to say your mind, but I can only speak to my experience. In my mind, like, none of it was, like, fully articulated. But now looking back, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was, you had, like, one side fighting with you about this and one side fighting with about that. And it took you till you were, like, 23, 24 to come out to your family, which is earlier than some people, right?
Oh, but, yeah. I mean, some people never come out.
Yeah.
And that devastates me.
Yeah.
To think that people just...
Or come out. I have one of my husbands.
One of your husbands.
One of my husband's old colleagues, one husband for now, came out when he was like 70, and he said something, like they were talking at one point, and this is like a mentor of his, and he said something like, I feel like I lost so much, right? I will never have these experiences. I see men that I'm interested in, and I know I can never have them, right? And it's, is this sort of thing we talk about. Where it's like a reminder to live.
Yes.
Because we have this privilege of like being able to be in this country, which I can shit on this country
all
like
day.
For like 4 hours of a
podcast.
I'll
never stop. But
like we can be free. We're in California. Like we're completely open. We're protected in a way that a lot of people aren't.
Yes.
It's a privilege.
Well, yeah. And it's just like a socially, here it's like a completely normal. And normal's not the right word because I know the connotation could be like, yeah, you're abnormal, which isn't the case. It's totally normal to be whatever sexuality you are, but I feel like here it's
normalized.
Normalized. And you walk down the street, you see, I see gay men everywhere. Yeah. I see transgendered men and women. Yeah. And like, I feel like some of the, I mean, there is blatant bigotry from awful people in the world, but I feel like there's also this group of people that we don't talk about enough in maybe like the Midwest who are just like, I don't hate trans people, but we keep talking about them. I've never even seen one. Like, why is the conversation?
Right.
And it's, I try to not take for granted that like we live in a place. Mm-hmm. I have to remind myself sometimes because it's so normalized.
It's LA, like among
that
most
I go
places.
Like, oh, there's like adult gay men in other states that like only behind closed doors, like they don't, their neighbors don't know, and I'm like, that's,
or like, you know, my family lives in Connecticut because they're straight, right?
It's the like straightest place on
one
earth.
One gay bar in Connecticut, I think, like in the state of Connecticut, there's like one gay bar.
Oh my god!
Right, and like here, it's like I have had enough of gay. There's too many.
There's
gay
too
bars.
Many gay bars. Get them out. Get me to a straight
some
bar.
Of the gay bars.
That's so funny. I know. I feel like in cities where it's not as prevalent as this, I feel like even going home to Alaska when I talk to some of my friends who are gay or they're in the community in whatever way, there's so much overlap. It's just like, you know, every other gay person in town.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again.
You have a WhatsApp group with 100%
with the entire gay community. Yeah. And you're like, there's a new one. That's just mind-boggling, but I mean, so fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't have, I feel like I'm supposed to have a follow-up question.
You are.
I just
this
thought,
is your responsibility as a straight person. You have, well, you have
yeah,
to make, like,
watch
a
me
really
stutter important. To go, and it's okay, and I'm bisexual, even though I really only seem to date men, which really frustrates all of my friends when I say I'm bisexual.
But you're valid, too.
No, I'm not. I'm an invalid. I would never do this to a woman, and that's why. What do I want to talk about? Okay, I want to go back to teaching. I really deviated us, but I thought that was, I just think that's interesting.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And your family's like,
totally amazing.
And no one ever is like, to your brother, like, come on, you're lying.
No.
His wife every day is like, just tell me.
Not that I know of. I've never, I guess, asked it. But, like, he presents very straight. And he's also, like, so open and doesn't like give a shit about anything. He, this could be the next podcast, but he's had cancer 3 times.
Jesus, so like not have you? A lot.
I've had it once, testicular. What? So that's a genetic thing.
He's both had, it 3 times. Yeah. On the both testicular for.
He's so he or had is it
just everywhere.
Basically everywhere. No, so he had it first. They removed one.
Yikes. You're like, we're not identical anymore.
Right.
Sorry.
And then I got, no, then he had a second one. They removed half of it. Then I had one. They removed mine.
Oh my God.
And then he had a third one on the half that was unrelated to the second. Insane, right?
Oh my God.
You didn't even know that. I'm just like dropping that.
No, that's crazy.
So what was your question? I don't even know.
I don't even know, but like. Okay, so in the same way that when you...
Oh, so the point is, nothing can hurt him. Like, he's come out of that, like, chemo twice, and he's the most open person. He's unshakable. He, I think, would tell me if he was even a little gay, and he'd be like, yeah, I would have tried it.
And he's obviously not, but...
Yeah.
It is, yeah, it's crazy.
We'll have him on the podcast.
I mean, yeah. It's crazy how something like that can just make you like, there's not a question you could ask me that would offend me.
Truly. And he just like doesn't give a shit in a way that's like really profound. That is like, for me, like I'm not quite there and I would love to be more, but
half a ball away from kitten.
Thank you.
You'll get there.
I probably will.
Is it okay? I was just going to say, is that like a, in the same way that when you came out, you were probably like, wait, am I? When he got cancer, were you like,
Yeah, I, and my older brother as well, like, he actually had, there's this thing called testicular torsion.
I've heard about that where they get twisted on the inside.
Yes.
Oh, that hurts me.
After him had that, and he was like, I'm fucked, and he went to the hospital, and they're like, no, you're just like, it'll be fine.
No, your ball just got wrangled.
Right. Like, unwrangle it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course. I was like, I'm sure I have it. And I got checked out. And they're like, no, you're fine. And then later I got checked out. And they're like, ooh, you have something there. We should just remove it now. And I was like, no.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, it later turned into something. But I caught it really early, so I didn't
either. Can I ask
how
old you are?
Now? 40.
40.
But strike that from the record because I'm gay.
25.
In Botox years and... 25.
I mean, you look incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you. So much. Thank you, Botox. Are you... How many years ago was this?
I was 33, I think.
Because, like, I know with prostate cancer,
mm-hmm.
there's an age, I think it's mm-hmm. 40 and up, where they start mm-hmm. going, you got to get looked at.
Yeah.
But with testicular,
testicular is actually really interesting. It's young guys. So my brother had it first when he was 25. And so it's, I think it's, like, from 18 to, like, maybe 30 is the sort of, first time, so if you're watching this and you're between those, check.
Yeah. Are you looking out for lumps? Is it like breast cancer in your
lumps.
Balls?
Yeah. Well, my brother had pain. I didn't have pain. I just felt the lump, but I was like so like,
hyper focused on it.
Thank God. Right. So that I was like, oh, that's definitely something, and you feel it. You'll know.
I'm sure every man is very familiar with the layout of his balls. Any.
Yeah.
Any new. Developments would probably be very obvious if you're
I think people not to turn this into a PSA on like checking yourself for testicular cancer, but like I have had people ask me like, well, how would I ever know? And I remember thinking that same thing because you have like all these like I don't know how
nooks and crannies gotten, I assume,
but you have all these like weird like tubular things.
No, I mean right? I haven't gotten that
you're like once you start getting into
when you're really in there
you're like, well, what the hell is that
I thought they were just,
all like
yeah they're soft, not just like fleshy balls thing.
Right, but this is like a little hard lump that I was like, oh, that's new.
Uh-huh. Like, after months and months of you playing with your balls way too much.
Years. Yeah, I'd like, probably be in public, right? Like,
I know.
I almost said teaching a class, but that never happened.
No.
But, like, you know, you're just like, oh, God, let me just check real quick. But to answer your question, it's younger, and then I think past 50 is when the incident rate goes up on the other side. So you have, like, a blessed 10 years or something.
Where, oh, my
like,
God.
You probably won't have it, but mine was within that 10. You know, that 10 years, you're not supposed to have it. So all bets
blessed. Out. That's, I mean, maybe it's just because I'm not a man, but I don't hear a lot of people talk about that. I hear
yeah,
the
it's
prostate
one of the most
thing, but.
Common cancers. It's also, I believe, maybe the most curable cancer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
And it doesn't spread, and when it does spread, you can still knock it out pretty reliably. Yeah. I think like 90-something%. So it's a good one to have.
If you have, it's like obviously no one wants cancer.
No one wants.
But if you have to get cancer,
it's not a bad one to have. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you had cancer. I'm sorry your brother had cancer. Didn't know that was gonna come up in the podcast, did ya? Didn't know we'd be talking about balls, huh? Other than the kick balls. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about some stuff you're working on as a professor and for the future.
Okay, love.
So, the real thing I wanted to talk to you about, even though we spent most of the podcast talking about
my balls,
about your balls and other
my gay balls,
your big gay balls, or small, we don't know.
Well, sorry, that semi-balls. Should be singular.
Big gay ball.
Big gay ball.
Yeah. Okay. You like teach people about how to use AI in education. Am I saying that right?
Correct.
Okay.
How to so I teach other educators, train, consult, teach, whatever word you want to use.
I'm just kidding.
Right.
Fellow adjuncts.
And full time.
The coven.
And full time. how to adapt their classroom for the quote unquote age of AI, which when I'm talking about AI and talking in this case about ChatGPT and all the, you know, different versions of that.
Embracing AI.
Not necessarily embracing.
Fighting it, you're teaching them to shut it down.
No, I always start my trainings by saying I'm not an AI proselytizer and hope that everyone laughs at that and, you know, feels like they can relate.
Somebody boos.
Right. But the point, really what I'm talking to people about is adapting the way you're teaching to respond to AI, whether or not you want to embrace it yourself or not, whether or not you want to use it in the classroom or not, right? I think you should, because students need to learn this, and we need to learn this, because it's here, happening. It's growing, and it's like...
It's like acceptance. You don't want to be the old man yelling at the sky and being like, in my day, we used to walk.
Because
to...
that, the old man is going to be, you know... You in 2 weeks.
Yeah, literally. It's going so fast.
It's crazy. So, but there are, regardless, so if I'm talking to you and you're a teacher and you say, I don't want to use AI in my classroom, fine. But there are some things you should do, especially in the writing-based classroom, to adapt your classroom to respond to this technology. Because I promise you, whether or not you say students can use it, they will be using it.
They're
right?
going to use
it. So our assignments need to change. And this is a long time coming. We should have changed the way we teach a while ago.
Years ago. I mean, there's a million things.
Decades, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot about talking to them about pedagogical adaptation. So like
Excuse
how
me?
Your, like, your theory of teaching.
Pedagogical. Wait,
pedagogical.
What is that?
Pedagogical.
Pedagogical.
Yeah, so how you teach, basically, how you set up a classroom.
Okay.
Sort of pedagogy is your theory of, like, what a good class looks
right.
like.
I used to know that word.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's no reason to know it if you're outside of education, really.
Aren't we all teaching? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
No.
We shouldn't be. But you also don't want to be.
You're like, God, no.
I promise.
You're like, it's hell. Okay, so you're like teaching people
how to adapt your assessments, how to adapt the assignments you're giving students, how to adapt the way you're talking to students, because you should be, right? And you should be learning these technologies, these programs yourself, so that you can talk to students about it, because they're curious, they're interested, and they're using it, right?
Yeah, it's like this is their norm.
Yeah.
Like they're coming up with, which, oh.
It's crazy.
You
yeah.
lucky little pieces.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I remember, I think it was like middle school when we learned about AskJeeves.com. Like, this is the future.
Yeah.
And now ChatGPT is wild. What are, what are like some of the major themes or concerns that come up with teachers specifically?
The biggest concern is, plagiarism isn't the right word, because plagiarism means stealing someone else's words, and this isn't stealing someone else's words. This is using a program that is making novel language, new language that hasn't existed before in that sort of setup.
So it's so technically it's not nobody else's words.
It's not plagiarism, but we have to come up with a new word that captures this, and it's like ethics, right? It's like like learning responsibly. Like we haven't agreed upon all these words and these ideas yet. It's like this, we're scrambling.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, totally.
Is there like a rift with teachers? Are
totally,
there people who think AI is terrible and a lot of people...
For sure.
Are there
But
any
those
teachers...
people are important. And those people are people that I want in at the table as well. And I'm not just saying that to, like, try to win people over, because I do say that all the time as well. We need those people, right? Because I'm in this world where I'm thinking about it, I'm reading about it, I'm writing about it, and I'm, like, very far on the other end of the spectrum.
You
right?
need to know what the concerns are.
I want to hear someone push back on that, because it has to be a conversation, right? And there are a lot of good reasons why students shouldn't be using ChatGPT to do their assignments. In my opinion, there's ways to adapt those assignments so that students are using ChatGPT or Claude or whatever in small ways. Gemini, then there's DeepSeek.
Not trusting Gemini. I'm sorry, when Google made their thing called Gemini.
One of the better ones.
They're not going to, you're going to get me. I'm not trusting Gemini.
Yeah, okay.
No way.
Good for you.
I'm
and
too
we
much
need
of an
you at the table.
Girly.
Right.
There's literally no other reason than I'm like, that bipolar
Great,
bitch.
But you're welcome at the table too. We need everyone.
I mean, yeah, because it's such a.
It's crazy. It's a crazy time to be a teacher. It's a crazy time to be a student too, though, because the concerns
crazy.
For students are, how do I know that I'm not cheating, right?
Yeah.
How do I know how to use this in the right way? If you tell me I can use it, but you don't specify how am I supposed to know that, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's hard for everyone involved, and often we're not thinking about the students, and students aren't at the table, and that's really important too, that students be at the table, because they're the ones that have to go off and use this in their workplace, like after we're training them. It's our responsibility to train them, right?
You're
so they should be
sending
at the table.
Them out into the world.
Yeah, and it's it's crazy. It's big.
It's so wild, but it is one of those things where it's like at the base level, you at least have to accept that you're like, this exists now.
It exists, and I think we have to accept and understand that it's messy, and it's going to be messy for a while, and it's probably going to get messier, and we have to be having conversations about it on a fairly regular basis, because I think one of the things I'm seeing is that instructors, teachers, educators want to get trainings, want to talk about it, want to have workshops, want to know how to adapt their classroom or practice, but like, we don't have time, we don't have money, we don't, you know, it's the classic, like, we don't have the resources to be doing that, and so we're doing it in very like ad hoc ways where we're like, oh, Jeff, hey, you know a thing about like computers, why don't you run a program real quick, and you're like
ChatGPT,
like,
can you create a program?
Exactly. And that's a lot of the training, so that's why I exist. Hire me.
Are you, I don't even know if I'll be saying this, are you pro AI? Like, are you like, let's go? Or
like,
are you
that
kind
it exists?
Of like using it in a classroom?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, if I always say, like, yes, I respect you as an educator if you want to say, not in my classroom, it won't happen. I don't think it's realistic. But like, okay, as long as you're adapting the things you're doing still to respond, okay. But yes, absolutely, we should be using this with students and teaching them how to use it and be critical users of that. And when I say critical, I mean understand that the information that you're getting from AI often is not great information still, right? It's hallucinated, quote unquote, right? It's completely made up, but it's so confident in that made up information that it's hard to detect.
AI
hard
is
to
a straight
detect.
Man.
It's a straight, it's a straight white guy.
He's like,
right?
This is the answer. I'm not even going to tell you that I'm not
Correct.
Sure.
And I'm not going to show you my sources. And if I do, I'm going to make those up.
No further questions.
Right.
Here's a picture of you anime. yeah, because it is. I'll even when I Google, sometimes it gives you like an AI.
And students don't know that, right? Back to the student thing. Like, often they don't know that that's generative AI right now.
It comes up first. It's almost, I don't like the way, I understand why they're doing it, to maybe just get us used to it, or because they're, you know, that's how they're furthering their system on their end. But it's almost like when they sneak in like a sponsored ad, you know, where you're like, wait, this isn't the actual top result. Somebody paid to be here.
Yeah.
And then
like, I wasn't looking for this summary. I'm like looking for a website.
Yeah. I'm asked a very specific question. And then I've seen the AI info on a Google like blatantly wrong.
Yeah. And that's.
And then I go, I have to start researching because I'm like, I'm almost positive that that's not right.
And so, but that's critical literacy, right? And that's what we're not doing. We're not giving students, we're not like promoting this critical literacy in our classes like we should be. Like, we will get there because we have to.
Yes.
But exactly what you're talking about is exactly what we need to be training students to do with these products, because potentially it will never not hallucinate.
Yeah.
ChatGPT will potentially never not make up information. Well, they don't know exactly why it happened. Right.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to fix it. And they don't even necessarily know how, like, we know exactly how an airplane works.
Isn't
we built
that insane?
It. We built these products and we don't know exactly how they work. And I'm not talking about we, me, like, who, like, studies for education. Like, it's like this little thing. I'm talking about computer programmers who created this don't know exactly how it works.
Oh, yeah. They're
which
like.
Which is crazy.
A little scary.
Scary.
They're
totally
like,
scary.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. If it'll ever be right, if it'll be sentient, if it'll kill our families. You know, but you can ask.
And we're not going to put any safeguards.
It's, no, I mean, that's what's crazy is that I'm glad that I can log on to ChatGPT and just ask questions. But then I'm like, man, there's just anyone can come in here.
Right.
And if it's creating its answers based on information it's receiving.
Yeah.
How could any of us individually know that it's receiving correct information? And with the amount of people on the internet just saying shit.
Yeah, I mean,
who knows what it's grabbing?
Misinformation is a huge issue that generative AI will make worse. I can say that pretty definitively. On the other side, though, I do think it's important to, like, I think I'm a better teacher for sure because I use these programs to help me come up with lessons, to help me put those lessons together.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, I think I'm a stronger teacher because of it.
In my opinion, what I do use it for, it's so great for, like, and I can feel anyone who's listening that's, like, a comedian or a writer cringe just at me saying that because they're afraid I'm going to say, like, I don't write my jokes with AI.
Yeah.
But I will go to it for like, an outline, for a starting point, for, like, when I say starting point, I've used it as, like, can you help me come up with a template for a press release for these shows? Or now with my podcast, I'll use... the editing software I use will create a transcript.
Yeah.
I can put that in there and I can go, can you help me come up with a description based on this transcript that is good for SEO? And it's like little time savers.
Yeah.
I think it's good for coming up with starting points and like a lesson plan.
Yeah.
It's just then filling it in.
And interestingly, like that's exactly what I would tell someone in the writing-based classroom, right? It can be really good for writing is changing, right?
Yeah.
Coding is changing, right? Basically everything that we do that is knowledge work is changing and we have to redefine that. And AI can support all of those things that you're talking about in like different, like professionals.
Yeah.
No, professions. Thank you.
He's a teacher.
And a trainer, right? But like, yeah, so it like can, it's amazing at creating an outline of helping you think of something if you're
like a jumping
stuck.
Off point.
Yeah.
Like, you can go, oh, here's one thing. Can you help me come up with some other things similar to this? And it can be, like, a little nugget. The same way that sometimes, like, you know, jokes can come from somebody says something and it reminds you of a story and then you run off with it. It's like they could provide one idea for a lesson or a team name. We were doing that with our kickball team. We all put, I don't know if you remember that, in the chat, we were all going to AI. Mine were the worst.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
no, mine were bad too.
Mine were like devil,
I told it to be
like
racy,
slutty
and it was...
devil. I think mine. I think I said racy and it thought racist, and I was like, well.
And I.
This
it
is not
will,
good.
It will be racist. So we also know that.
Yeah. Well, we know about AI, not PC.
Yeah.
No pun intended, I guess. I think that's such an important conversation because I think people forget about the just. To be fair, I think with the internet a little bit, some critical thinking, even without AI, has gone away. That people get in these echo chambers.
So, I mean, Trump is president, right? Not to get political, but...
I mean, that people go, I don't trust that. Or they just get surrounded by pieces of information that may or may not be correct. And instead of going, what if this isn't correct?
Yeah.
The amount of people that just accept things as a fact... And,
because it's written down somewhere.
And I will die on the hill, well, until, hopefully it changes, but that, like, I truly believe the majority of people's, like, in America's political beliefs are not from a place of, like, self-evaluation and critical thinking. I think most people vote based on literally the signs on their neighbor's lawn. They go, what's everyone else doing?
Yeah, or did the economy slightly go down the day before and, like, voting?
Yeah. And then they go, well, it's the president's fault.
Right.
The way people will just blame the president for everything is...
Or, like, complete one single issue that, like, changed a week before.
Yeah. And then they're like, who cares about everyone else's life? I need this one thing.
My gas prices are slightly higher than they were.
And it's like...
A month ago.
You have nothing else to do. Pay more in gas. You'll be fine. Right. And... Nothing will ever, I mean, I'm not going to get political, but that I have a million things about Elon Musk being involved in the government that I could roll my eyes at, but it is so bizarre to me that this guy who is most famous before now for an electric car is like highly involved in the party of people who... The Republicans I know, mostly older family members, I'll never get an electric car.
Right.
You ain't gonna see me in one of them electric cars. It's like, why not? Well, I don't want one. Yeah. And it's like, that's... But you're okay with the electric car guy just going through everyone's information? It's... Anyway,
critical thinking. Yeah, I mean, I think critical thinking, like misinformation, the need that we have now more than ever to be training... everyone, but like especially students, to be critical users of this technology and all of the internet and
don't just blindly trust what the internet tells you. It's also I think we have been conditioned a little bit to think, I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's we're the age of people where like computers were pretty novel in our childhood. I think was like when they were really starting to become a little more mainstream, and I think there was a time where we thought, like, well, if you ask these websites what they tell you, they're giving you information.
Truth. Yeah, gospel.
That's what we thought. It's the information superhighway.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, but some of that information is wrong.
Yeah.
That's like, the part we left out.
I wrote blogs when I was in high school, right? And none of that was...
Oh, my God.
Don't believe anything I said. But I was talking about being straight, probably.
Yeah. As a guy who loves
boobs. Who loves women.
Boobs, yum. Who
definitely never had a sexual experience at 16 at a party, at Jamie's party.
I didn't get a handjob in a closet. Right. Yeah. It's just, ilovewomen.geocities.com.
Right. That's my blog, at Blogspot.
Well, dude... The blogs and the websites out there that the MySpaces that have just been forgotten.
Yeah.
That who knows
when that's going to be unearthed.
Yeah. Or that's just out there somewhere.
Yeah.
And AI is also taking from that, probably. It's taking from everywhere.
It's taking from, it's trained now on all of the human data that exists, basically, in English at least. All of the human data, they've stolen so much information.
That's crazy.
And human data that they weren't even supposed to take, right, to train these programs.
That's, like, somewhere...
All of the human data.
Oh, my God.
7 months ago, like, when I started, I was saying, oh, we're running out of data. We're out. Like, there is no new data. So, basically, like, if you're using these social media platforms, LinkedIn, there's, like, had this sort of controversy where they automatically opted everyone in to any time you sent something... It was using the train. You had to opt out, right?
Oh, and so, my like, God.
That's why they're doing this, because we're out of human data. And that's how they train, for
that's
the most part.
That's crazy. I've been getting things from... I'm on a couple of these, like... God, I don't want to kill myself even saying this. Influencer websites that, like, they match you with brands that are looking for people.
Oh.
But lately, they've been sending, like, one a specific one... I can't remember. I think it's this website, obviously, that usually, like, brands reach out to them, and it's a network of people based on, like, the size and the product, you know, and how many followers you have. They, like, link you up, and there's campaigns. But now they're having people just – they're paying people to just submit their content from past campaigns for AI.
To train.
Yeah. And I'm like, you guys are making temporary money to probably work yourself out of a job, even even though I'm on this website, I rarely do it. And even if I did, I personally would never try to make my career being a content creator. Yeah. I think that what even is that? But there's people who they're like, as a content creator, and I'm like, you're gonna be gone. They're gonna replace you with a computer. That terrifies me.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's where we're going to, where there's just gonna be like computer generated? Everyone in a commercial is gonna be an AI person being like, it's tied.
Yeah.
Pods.
Right.
Do you get scared of it?
The answer is yes. I think that is where we're going for a lot of jobs, right? And I think in a lot of jobs, there will be those few people who will be managing, right? All the AI. So, like, if you're one of the lucky ones,
yeah,
like you're the human in charge. But you there's it. Going to be a, right. There's going to be a lot of jobs that go away, including that to some extent. I mean, there already are influencers who are completely AI.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, and it will be really hard to tell the difference. It already is between a human influencer and an AI influencer.
Wow. Before we go, yeah. And maybe I should have told you to prep this, but do you have any advice for someone who is thinking about utilizing AI? I mean, if it has to be specific toward teachers, but like, yeah. Or anyone like in their career, if they're just like, I've never done it, but maybe I'm going to dabble and like check out ChatGPT and Gemini and all this stuff.
Yeah. No, I definitely have. Yeah, I mean, I think it's at foundational level, just like pick one of these programs, not to get too technical, but ChatGPT is a large language model, right? It's this technology that's trained on all the human data.
Yeah.
Gemini is also a large language model. Claude runs on a different large language model, right? So there's all, there. I mean, it's Claude. A gold rush right now. That's my favorite.
Is it? It doesn't yeah. sound Claude. Claude sounds like yeah. an old insult for an idiot. Like,
right.
Yo, this Claude came into the shop and started knocking things over.
Yeah. No, it's
Which is so funny that I'm like the names they've come up with.
Right, Claude. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Anthropics Claude, but it is the best in my opinion. But my advice is pick one of these. Don't pick any of the apps. There's all these apps. It's such a gold rush, right?
Oh, where everyone's people are trying to next AI thing.
To make these apps that connect to the large language models, and they do something specific. They're like specifically trained to act as your therapist or to act as like
That's an influencer, crazy.
Right? But they're all running on these large language models. What you should do if you're new to this is pick a large language model, understand it, use it to train you. Start with the prompt, how do I use you in the best way possible? Learn from it that way, understand it, understand what it can do, and then move into all the other noise that like is potentially not going to exist in a year from now because they're all competing, right?
So, So it's like
know the foundation enemy, the foundational enemy that enemy. Is here.
Yeah, it's yeah. coming
And
for
use
us.
The enemy to train you how to hopefully be one of those few people who is managing the enemy in the future. is my pessimistic advice.
I mean, you don't have to tell me.
And also, the last thing I'll say is I do think the human part of what a lot of us do is not going away. The human part of comedy, like, no one wants to see a robot perform comedy.
No, it's not relatable.
It's not relatable. We don't care, right? Maybe you will use it to write some of your jokes. Like, all of this, we're renegotiating, right? Me as a teacher, I do feel pretty confident that at least a part of my job will remain in the next like decade, two decades, right? Because people aren't as inspired by a computer program telling you, you know, you did great on this. They're looking for
human validation,
interaction, like mentorship, all of that. So the human side of what you do, I think, is now more important than ever. Leverage that.
Yes. Lean into being an authentic human.
Right.
Yeah. Be you.
Be you.
And now I'm just thinking how long before Republicans move away from Mexicans and start going, these robots are taking our jobs.
Right, it's coming.
Oh my it's coming, God.
For sure.
All right. Well, do you want people to follow you?
Sure. I'm like private on Instagram, but follow me on LinkedIn.
Follow him on LinkedIn. Learn
and you'll
about
get
AI.
All the information you could ever hope for how to teach in the age of AI.
I know I just got to the end and I'm like, oh, you're not a
But also maybe follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to delete like all my, stuff.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Love your Instagram.
Thank you so much.
Go Slut Pops, our new team
Go
name.
Slut Pops. Yeah. And yeah. Follow us there actually.
Yes.
Follow us. For the kickball new season,
yes.
Post being told that we have to leave, it's going to be
a redemption season.
Dramatic. It's going to be redemptive.
We're going to be professional. We're not going to fight.
We're not going to yell. We're going to accept every call.
Every call.
No matter what.
Even though we think critically and we think you should question things.
Right. Not in the kickball field because you will get removed as a team.
Yes, you will. If one person
Two times,
acts
actually.
Yeah. Anyway, Jeff is a professional. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Oh my god, this was so much fun. I feel like I learned so much.
Next time when my twin's brother is visiting, we can have a whole real conversation about.
Oh my god, one girl,
twin sexuality,
2.5 balls.
What? One ball.
One ball, and oh,
two men.
One ball, two men.
One girl.
Twins without. Twins. I don't know what that means. Anyway, thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you soon. Thanks, idiots. This week's episode of Hey Idiots. I hope you learned something. I hope you laughed a little. Maybe you didn't learn anything. Maybe you're terrified, but I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have not already, please leave a rating and a review. Share this episode with your friends because everyone's a little bit ignorant sometimes. You have something to say about a guest, if there was a guest. You have something to say about my nonsensical rants, if it was just me, or maybe my rants over a guest. Come over to the Facebook group. It's called Idiots. You can see it right there linked on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS comedy. That's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient with my ignorance. Keep asking questions. The more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know, and the more we know, the more we can look down on others. And isn't that the point?